Excuses Be Gone, How to Change Lifelong Self-Defeating Habits by Dr. Wayne Dyer was yet another one of Wayne Dyer's books I found really helpful, encouraging me to continue channeling Wayne into my life and continue reading through Wayne's books. I find this book extremely helpful, as Wayne puts it in the title, for working on those self-defeating habits, especially those mindsets we make where we pretty much stop ourselves from having a chance, and then we try and go forward anyway. The amazing thing that Wayne shared is that right after he narrated and wrote this book, he had a chance to practice his own Excuses Be Gone. My entire mindset and everything he wrote in his book, he had a chance to practice this on leukemia. And he said this in his I Can See Clearly Now memoir that he wrote after Excuses Be Gone, which to me is just a ridiculous thing from the universe. And at the same time, I've found in my life a lot of that happened to me, where I do something that's to help other people, and then I get to really prove it on myself. Wayne points out how you can use his Excuses Be Gone to quit any bad habit, to stop making excuses, saying things like, it'll be difficult, or I can't afford it, or I don't have time, I'm too busy. These excuses are things that make our life lame and that hold us back. There's nothing wrong with having a life full of things you love to do and enjoy. I have a life that's filled with activity every day. I am spending time with my family for hours a day. I go to an AA meeting every day. I go do things in my shed here as I'm narrating this book review and highlight for you. I've got a lot to do every day, and yet I have time for what's important in my life. I'm not too busy for the things that matter, for the things that make a difference, for what's most important in life. I'm grateful today that this is reinforced for me to keep being aware of any excuses I use, even if it seems trivial. For example, getting killed in Call of Duty and then saying, oh, it was lag. That's an excuse. I don't need to make an excuse. I chose to play the game. The game went how it went. I don't need to try and defend my position and defend my skill basically at the game by making an excuse. Oh, it was lag, or oh, well, he was camping. Even these small excuses are unnecessary ego defenses that Wayne helped me catch and identify, because this is an area I feel I'm already doing pretty well on. And yet it's so easy to come up in different areas, like video games, where it's so easy to just drop excuse after excuse. Oh, it lagged. Oh, I couldn't see him. Anything to defend my skill. To just say, look, I don't need to defend my skill. I'm playing the game, I'm having fun, and it went how it went. That's okay. What do I learn from this? Wayne says that he applied this on himself for lots of his bad habits, from smoking cigarettes to drinking alcohol to the way he was eating, that he applied this Excuses Be Gone mindset, even though he hadn't written the book about it yet. For example, Wayne talks about he wanted to go to college. He went in the Navy, and at the time he didn't see any way that he was just going to get the funding, and it wouldn't have looked very likely that Wayne was going to get to go to college. And what Wayne did is put all excuses aside, and he did what he could with what he had. And he imagined going to college, and he saved up 90% of his paycheck while he was in the Navy to go to college. And by the time he had got out of the Navy, he had enough to pay for at least the first year of his college that he had saved up, because he didn't make excuses. One of the excuses I like that he points out in the book is the you're too old or you're too young excuse. A lot of us flip this excuse. We're kids and we're told all the time, you're too young, you're too young, you're not old enough, you're not old enough. And all of a sudden it flips into the now you're too old. And you wonder, where was that sweet spot? Where was that sweet spot where I wasn't too young and I wasn't too old? I'm shocked after listening to this book at now being conscious of how many excuses the people around me use all the time. Oh, I'm too old for that. Oh, I'm all fat now, so I can't do this. Well, this is just, how I've always been, or my family is like this, or my DNA was like this. One thing I loved Wayne shares in the book is that we can actually change our DNA, that even our DNA is not an excuse. Our DNA is something that we think of, that who we are as a conscious being is what creates our DNA, and that if we see ourselves differently, we can literally change our own DNA with our own thoughts. Now, you might be trying to tell me, that's stupid, medical science, you might be trying to hit me with a bunch of things, and if you look at everything, we can't prove it conclusively either way. You're not going to be able to prove and say, absolutely, yes, for sure, you can always change your DNA in every situation. If one person changes their DNA in one situation, that in theory means everyone else can do it, but what if someone else tries to fail to change their DNA in another situation? The point is, from Wayne's In Excuses Be Gone, is to pick whatever is most helpful. If it could be true that you are not going to be able to have enough money to pay for college, or it could be true that you will have enough money to pay for college. Which one is most helpful to believe? Which one is most helpful to adopt as your belief? For example, I've taken on a mindset of I'm immune to that. No excuses about, oh, I'm sick, or oh, I get colds in the winter. These are BS excuses. I get to create my world that I imagine. I get to choose the language I use. And whether it's true in the absolute sense that I'm immune, or my immune system is so strong that with a touch of the disease, my immune system will figure out how to become immune to it and I don't get sick. Is it helpful to say that? Or is it helpful to say, oh, I just get sick with everything. My immune system's really weak. Either of those are creations that I'm putting out of myself. Either of those have some truth to them. Sure, this body may or may not be immune to every single possible form of disease that comes along. Which thing is it helpful for me to say? Which way is it helpful for me to believe? How many colds am I avoiding getting because I go around saying and thinking and believing that my immune system is ferociously strong and will wipe out when people come, oh, Jerry, you can't get close to me, I'm sick. No, come on, give me a hug, I'm immune to that. Or my immune system, if it's not immune, will become immune prior to getting symptoms. Which one's helpful? Which one leaves me going around living a courageous life, living the way I want to? This Excuses Be Gone book encourages us to take responsibility for the things we are doing in our lives. Sure, whatever happened in our childhood's done. However, we can choose how we look at it and what difference it makes in our lives today. Instead of using our childhoods as an excuse, well, my parents yelled at me and hit me sometimes, so that's why I am the way I am today. We can say, as I do, I know from being hit as a child and yelled at as a child, I don't want to raise my daughter that way. I want to maintain composure. And yet I see that my parents, I still love them, even though they yelled at me and hit me sometimes. I still love them. I don't need an excuse based on my childhood that, oh, this is how I am and I can't change because this happened to me before. I'm grateful today for the chance to share this with you, because once you see these excuses, and Wayne lays them out very clearly in this book, once I hear myself, I'm shocked now. Whenever one of these tries to come out of my mouth, I'm like, ew, what? What am I saying? No. Even for me, lots of times these things aren't even spoken. They're sneaky. I'll go to cancel a $499 payment to someone thinking, oh, well, they don't really need my money. Really? That's based on the excuse, oh, I can't afford to give someone else $499 a month. Really? I can't afford to support someone else's journey and someone else being an entrepreneur online, someone else live streaming and making videos like me. I can't afford to support someone else for $4.99 a month, what does that say about me? That says I must be a broke person who doesn't have hardly any money. And is that how I want to be? No, I don't. The 18 excuses Wayne identifies, he all gives you 18 things you can use to overpower those excuses, to tell a new story about those excuses. For example, the one I mentioned with the childhood that, I'm this way because of how my parents raised me, can turn into, I had very loving parents who educated me into making the kind of life that I want to make today. Instead of saying things like, I'm too old, we can say, I've got a lot of valuable experience in life that empowers me to live the life of my dreams today. Or instead of, I'm too young for that, to say, I'm grateful for having youth and having so many opportunities today. And I imagine I will find a way to do what I love. Instead of saying, I can't afford that, saying things like, I am wealthy, I have a life filled with riches, and I'm certain that I can manifest anything I want to in my life in terms of money, wealth, riches, etc. I am a wealthy person. You see, there's a lot to wealth besides just looking at a bank account, having a number. There's health. Health is a major form of wealth. There's time and freedom. That's a form of wealth. There's love and family and friends and community. There's all kinds of forms of wealth. Saying I can't afford it is an excuse that sabotages all the rest of our wealth. And I'm grateful Wayne helps us identify these excuses in the book and overcome them. And there's nothing that makes you a bad person. A lot of us have been raised in a world that fills you with excuses and leaves you being powerless. And that is an opportunity to overcome and then to be empowered to help others. When you've gone around, as for lots of times in my life, I've gone around using lots of excuses, I am now empowered to help others doing the same thing. Not only that, I'm empowered to love and understand others who are still living the same way, who are going around and saying, I'm too old, I'm too broke, I had this happen in childhood, and that's why I am the way I am today. My DNA is like this, that's why I have to drink, or whatever excuses I hear every day. This has helped me to have love and tolerance and say, man, but for the grace of God, and excuses be gone, and all the other books I've read, and all the helpful things people have told me, but for the grace of God, there go I, sitting in my chair, making excuses about why I have to drink today, why I can't lose weight, why I don't have any money, why the relationships in my life aren't good, why my parents weren't good enough to me, why I can't have what I really want, why this is a messed up world, because that used to be my life. And that life has educated me very clearly as to what I don't want to have. So I'm grateful today to have this to share with you. I am committed to reading books on a daily basis, and I love doing these book reviews and talking about them because I read books and get so excited about it, and I realize instead of talking my wife Laura's ear off about every book I read, that you might really want to hear more about the books I read. So I'm committed to catching you up on some of the books I've read, doing book reviews on YouTube, Facebook, on my podcast, and on my blog. This has been Excuses Be Gone by Wayne Dyer, How to Change Lifelong Self-Defeating Habits. If you'd like to see all my entire reading list, will you please go to amazon.com/shop/jbanfield, because there you will find my entire reading list. I'm building to it and adding to it every day, going back and putting more and more books that I've loved and read on the reading list. I've also got my own books, my own music. I've got my studio gear set up here, and I've got my own shirts. You will also feel good knowing that anything you buy directly through my shop at amazon.com/shop/jbanfield, I am able to earn a percentage of as an Amazon affiliate, and I'm very grateful for your help to have this business online. I know that when I help others, I feel good myself, and that's been a big part of my motivation to do this book review here with you today. Thank you very much for reading and listening to this. I love you, you're awesome, and I imagine you having a wonderful excuses be gone life.